From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Governor Eric Greitens has made his first appointment to the state's medical licensing board as his administration works to identify problem prescribers with a new database. The Kansas City Star reports that Dr. Catherine Matthews will start working on the licensing board immediately. Matthews has said she's prepared to discipline other doctors, depending on what each individual case calls for. Some of the board's recent decisions have drawn concerns that it goes too easy on doctors. In August, the board restored the licenses on a restricted basis of two physicians with felony convictions related to misuse of prescription opioids. Matthews will have an official confirmation hearing in the Missouri Senate when the legislature resumes in January. Columbia police are steering drug addicts toward treatment instead of jail. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that police spokeswoman Brianna Larimer says the department has been providing its officers with pocket-sized informational cards. One side lists contact information for resources, including the Missouri Department of Mental Health and the Missouri Opioid Heroin Overdose Prevention and Education Project. The other side lists the signs of opioid overdose and overdose risk factors. The department also has trained 130 officers in how to administer the overdose antidote Narcan. Columbia Public Schools spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark says the district is planning to train staff to use Narcan as well. A Missouri lawyer has been suspended for at least 6 months for misusing some of his client's money. The Southeast Missourian reports that the state Supreme Court suspended Dale Edward Garrick last week. According to court documents, Garrick took $4,900 from client fees in 2014 and 2015 while he was experiencing financial problems. Garrick left that law firm to take another position. Later, he repaid the money when the firm audited its records. Police continue to investigate an accidental shooting that happened in a car at the Columbia Mall parking lot Thursday night. A 19-year-old man fired the gun while trying to holster it. He was with an acquaintance in the car. Officers then took the wounded man to a local hospital with a life-threatening injury. It was unclear why the man was carrying the gun, but police said there was no evidence that he and his acquaintance intended any wrongdoing. The 12th annual Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival won't happen for another 10 months, but if you already know you'll be attending, now is the time to grab your pre-sale tickets online from the Roots and Blues website. The sale for discounted passes began Friday and ends at midnight December 1st, according to a news release from festival organizers. The 2018 Roots and Blues Festival is scheduled for September 28th through September 30th at Stevens Lake Park. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.